We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State, from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
A dead 35-foot humpback whale washed ashore on Lido Beach this morning. It drew a big crowd of gawkers. WCBS Long Island Bureau Chief Sophia Hall was at the scene.
So sad. I'm watering up a little bit just seeing it.
Says one of the residents here on Lido Beach West who came to see the 35-foot whale that washed up on the beach. Town Supervisor Don Claven tells me.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, this is probably the first whale we've had beach in this area in approximately 4 years. As for the reasons, that's for the experts to make the determination. I'm not going to speculate, and nobody should speculate.
But Clean Ocean Action says this is the eighth dead whale reported in the New York and New Jersey region, this resident says.
You don't even have to be an animal lover to know just how sad this is. We look at the ships outside all the time, and we understand that they're doing damage to the wildlife and to the environment.
In Lido Beach, Sophia Hall, WCBS 880 News.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked New Jersey from enforcing its new concealed carry gun restrictions at parks, beaches, recreation facilities, and casinos. The ruling comes 4 days after the judge heard oral arguments between the gun rights advocates and the state over locations that were not included in an earlier temporary order challenging the sensitive places law. A spokesperson for Governor Murphy's office said it is disappointed by the ruling, but they're confident that they will win an appeal.
5:05 at WCBS, religious and community members will gather tonight in a show of support for a New Jersey synagogue that was the target of a firebomb on Sunday. Meanwhile, police are continuing to look for the suspect. Here's WCBS reporter Sean Adams.
A Molotov cocktail attack at Temple Ner Tamid in Bloomfield is a wake-up call about anti-Semitism, says Rabbi Mark Katz.
We need to see this as a symptom of hatred throughout the course of the United States.
He says with anti-Semitic attacks on the rise, in recent years they have increased security.
And then upgrading it, especially after Pittsburgh, to having security guards here every time the building was open.
This time, security glass prevented an incendiary device from entering the synagogue in the wee hours Sunday. The rabbi is now counseling his congregation.
They're allowed to hold conflicting emotions. They're allowed to feel fear, and at the same time, they're allowed to feel hope and safety. And those two things don't have to conflict necessarily. They can hold the dissonance between each one.
They're taking special care as they explain this act of hatred to children. In Bloomfield, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
That service starts at 7:30 and will be live streamed on the Temple's website.
A New Jersey lawmaker wants to require telemarketers to reveal more information about who they are representing and even how you can call them back if you want. WCBS's Steve Burns with that story.
It's a bill inspired by the many time-wasting telemarketing calls received by New Jersey State Senator John Bramnick.
And then they start selling you and pitching you. And then I'll say, well, whoa, let me have your phone number. I'll call you back. Never in 10 years did I ever get a phone number from anybody and said, you can call me back.
His legislation requires that companies give their contact info, a name, address, and phone number, all in the first 30 seconds of the call.
Bottom line here is, if you're going to try to sell me something, how about telling me who you are? I don't think that's a big burden.
Lawmakers acknowledge part of the goal is to cut down on these calls altogether. Offenders would face penalties under New Jersey's Consumer Fraud Act. Steve Burns, WCBS 880 News.
Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, I really don't see any snow in your forecast.
Nothing of significance. You know, there are snow showers or flurries in the forecast for as it turns colder this upcoming week and into the weekend, but no major storms. And by the time any kind of storms do start getting closer and firing up again, believe it or not, the cold outbreak that we're getting later this week is, or during this week, is going to be moderating by that time. Really something, the way things are going here. Becoming cloudy with a chance of a rain shower or two for tonight. I mean, it's in the 50s right now, 40s and 50s across the area, still 52 in the city. Tonight's low, though, 30 to 35, so there could be a change to snow showers, especially inland, before it ends. Mixed clouds and sun for Tuesday. A breezy, much cooler day as it stays near 40. And Wednesday, 34 to 38 degrees. Even colder, though, as we get towards the beginning of the weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Craig. Going to get cold, but still no snow. For the first time in 154 years, no measurable snow in New York prior to January 30th during winter. It means local businesses that rely on the white stuff are seeing less of the green stuff. Here's WCBS reporter Marla Diamond.
Local ski resorts have been forced to rely heavily on man-made snow. At Camp Gaw Mountain in Mahwah, the main mountain is covered, but they haven't been able to lure people out.
I mean, not having snow in people's backyard does have an effect on the crowd. We haven't been as busy as we have been in the past.
Ronald Fuhr, Camp Gaw's director of customer service, is looking forward to colder temps this week.
Generally around 28 degrees, we can make some snow.
Is climate change to blame? WCBS chief meteorologist Craig Allen says perhaps.
But you may notice that the winter seems to be extended into March, and even sometimes in April we're getting some snowfalls.
And while we have broken a no snowfall record, Craig says winter has not been canceled. Marla Diamond, WCBS 880 News.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.